My balls is hot. 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 My balls is hot.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Welcome to another episode of Whiskey, Beer, and Conspiracy Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Big Country, as always, on the other end of the mic.
It's me, boy.
That's right. We're back in the saddle, back for another episode. Boy, we've got some interactions to go through before we hit the housekeeping from episode 194. Now, I just released it. On Sunday night, because I forgot to do it. But there's two that from 192 that we'll read that's new. First, from Realizing Health with Dr. Soto. Eric Finas. Great episode. Well, it's F-I-N-N-A umlaut S.
Finas.
Yeah. Do you know what umlaut is?
Yeah.
Two little dots.
Hat. A little hat it gives the A.
Yeah. Great episode. So much great info. Only dispute is the calendar. Yes, they switch from a 28-day... Switch from a lunar 28-day, 13-month one to the current, but either way, the year is still 365, so you wouldn't be younger. Damn it, Eric. Don't take that away from me.
Listen, Eric.
If I want to be younger, I'll be younger, okay? Yeah,
dude. Let us have something, all right?
Damn it.
But touche.
Okay. I'm okay. Another one here was great episode. The fact that people don't take responsibility for their own health, instead placing it in the hands of someone who profits from them being sick, is something I will never understand. Well said, Jivey 585. Or yeah. Jivey. Jivey? I'm not sure.
Whatever. Okay. You made a good point.
I don't want to look yet. I just pulled it up. I want it to be raw. Episode 194. Can you hear the bird? Okay. No poop scoop said, still see on ground under bird feeders and edge of road and hear them. Really pick up their singing in spring and early summer. Okay, you're a robot.
yeah, Jed, who sent you?
Yeah, Jed Brown, I've never heard the F. Okay, I've never heard the bird. Fucking piss me off because I kept going back listening for it. Drunk ass assholes.
No, it's there. It's there. It's just a very specific bird. And to be fair, it's not something that I would say every person who's heard it would be like, yeah, that's it. So it's very possible that maybe you just aren't paying attention.
Yeah, could be. Panda Tat Girl says, yes, that is actually a loon. They are actually native here in Minnesota. I have heard it my entire life, especially when camping at an annual thing called the North-South Campout. Sounds like an oxymoron, North-South. They're polar opposite. Anyways. I don't know, man. Are we losing it, bro?
I haven't heard it. I woke up Sunday morning because I needed to get up and throw my corned beef brisket into the smoker. So when I got up, I laid in bed for a good like 45 minutes because the kids were already up fucking roaring, dude.
Come on, bird. What the fuck?
Well, it doesn't help that our bed is facing the window and our window faces completely towards the sunrise. So as it's creeping up over the fucking hills, it's like, so I'm up when the sun comes out. I'm like listening, and I heard a grip of birds, but not the bird. So,
yeah. Well, according to the poll, 60% say yes, it never left me. Lizards. 20% say no, what the fuck?
And then, I think the 20% are lizards.
That like, know that they
existed.
Don't.
It never. What are you talking about?
Well, to be fair, the question is, can you still hear the bird?
Okay. Okay.
And then 20% say birds are fake. So I like that as well.
So everyone's right.
So there's still 19 days left on that poll. Seriously, I really want everyone to get engaged with this one. Answer the question. Take the poll. Because there's just something about that audio clip that plays.
Yeah.
That it's like a happy sad.
Yeah.
And you remember Wild Bill was on the show with us not too long ago, and he always sends me nostalgic stuff too. Yeah. He's like a little bit younger than me, but he's like going through what I just experienced in January. Yeah. And he sent me this video, and it was like what the world looked like through a 2008 camcorder.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm thinking to myself.
Is it the one at Disneyland?
No, this one wasn't at Disneyland, but that was okay. Gangster too.
Yeah.
This one was just somebody walking around the beach. And
2008. Yeah, that's when Steph and I started dating.
Okay, so that's when I graduated high school. Now, that was 16 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking like, dude, 08 couldn't have been that long ago. But what's weird now is that like the things that we didn't think were old are starting to become old, quote unquote, to that generation that was just right behind us.
Dude, okay. Here's when I was like, all right, I'm just going to fucking turn into Michael Douglas from Falling Down, because what else do I have to lose? I was watching something on YouTube, and they're like, oh, check out my retro gaming setup. And the first image was of a PlayStation 2. Yeah. And I was like, all right, dude, first of all, this has to be a joke video. If it's not, I will hunt you down.
Yeah.
And fucking. And I'll finish off your family while you watch. You know what I mean? I'm like, this is not
fucking
retro.
Joking.
It's not fucking retro. You hear me?
So I had an experience like that. This was 2019, so like right when Nicole and I moved out here to Kansas. This is before Storm Shadow, before Bowie, before we got our pit. I had a subscription to that. You remember that retro treasure box?
Yeah.
Where you set it up, what you pick your preferences, and every month they send you like a box of Sega games or PlayStation games. Yeah. And
a slinky or something.
Yeah, well, it's specific for video games, but they tier it towards your preferences the best they can. And then you can select, like, you can add the games you have so you don't try not to get doubles.
Okay.
You know? And the very first box they sent me, I had some winners in there. I had, like, a Sega game.
Xbox 360 game?
It was a PS3 game.
What?
It was Biohazard Infinite. Or not BioShock Infinite, and it was still sealed. And I
emailed them. Retro game.
And I was like, bro, this came out like 6 years ago. This ain't retro, my guy.
Yeah.
Easy. Like, we need to reevaluate
retro real quick.
Yeah, you need to reevaluate your retro.
Yeah.
Before, you know.
Don't make me put my hands on you, all right?
I don't want to.
It's not retro. Yeah,
but
I don't want to.
But I'll do it if I have to.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah. So let's go through a little bit of the back office. Obviously, scrolling at the bottom of the screen, if you're watching, is the two websites where you can support this amazing show, WBConspiracies.com, WBCTavern.com. Of course, we have 5 shows that we do. 5 shows. The main show that you're listening to right now, obviously the OG, the triple OG. We have Smoke Break with Stefan Boyle, available only through the Tavern. We have Tavern Tapes that are only available through the Tavern. We have Flat Earth Friday, that is a free live show that I do on Friday nights, but that will also be on the Tavern as well. And we have What If. Episode 1 dropped a couple of weeks ago. Episode 2, we recorded. I accidentally deleted it. My bad. So we got to record it again. So that'll be coming out. Couple weeks that'll be available on the Tavern. You don't have to necessarily pay for that one, it'll be there as well. But if you want to listen to that show, it'll be hosted on Spotify and iTunes, or not iTunes, but Apple Podcasts, in its own server. So like, it won't be under the main show, it'll be like its own show, right? Yeah. So
spinoff.
Yeah, so really excited about that. And hopefully we do get Beer and Circus started soon, but we got to get all these kind of figured out.
And you and Mrs. Big Country pretty soon are going to have your hands full. So
yeah.
We maybe we'll shoot for like beginning of NFL season for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to be sleepy, my dude.
Yeah.
And we might need to take some time off. So
sleepy now. So
yeah.
But you know what, man? It's like my brain works best when I'm tired and I'm always busy. I always have to be busy.
Yeah.
That's when I do like my best work, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with like the new position, you know, it's constantly, I'm always constantly doing something.
Yeah.
And then in the downtime that I do have, because I do have downtime, I'm doing stuff for the show, or I'm doing stuff for, you know, writing the script for What If, or I mean, occasionally I'll watch Pacific Blue on lunchtime. You know what I mean?
Dude.
Yeah, I'm in season two right now. It's not a big deal.
Damn.
That's right. Not a big deal. You can check out WBCTavern.com for all of our merchandise, t-shirts, hats, socks, sweatshirts. We're going to be coming out with some tank tops. I kind of got to reevaluate and do some different things there. I do have my book available on that site. I do want to apologize. Some people did order a couple books, and then I didn't get notified. Because what happens is it notifies me. I order them. They come to me. I sign them, and then I send them off.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get notified. So this hooligan in Australia... ordered a couple of them. No, it wasn't Hooligan Hank. It was somebody else.
Oh, all right.
We're ordered a couple of books. Huh? Yeah, and I felt, I was like, oh, fuck, dude, I'm so sorry. So what I did is actually, if you're listening to the show, you have a free t-shirt on its way too. I do have your books. They're on their way. So apologies about that, especially if anybody else got, you know, screwed up with that. I do have the notifications turned on now, so hopefully that will alleviate all of that.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah. Free shirt. So, yeah, I mean, hey, we're going to be doing some pretty big promos coming up because we're really launching this show and everything that we're doing because we do a lot into the next stratosphere.
Yeah, to high Earth orbit.
Yeah, to high Earth orbit. This is just past low Earth orbit.
Yeah, we're past the satellites.
Well, see, and here's the thing, like. As we just talked about, you know, we were having some kind of issues with the ordering and stuff like that because the communication software wasn't working correctly. So I just rewrote the software on the fly.
Just on the fly.
And there's
in the
adults
middle of the whole operation.
There's adults that believe that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
hell yeah.
You know, here we are. You may be wondering about the background. It's kind of like a retro
big
space.
Country in space. Space.
There's adults that believe that there's guys in diapers walking around right now.
Yeah, but if you just like moved slowly and like hopped a little bit everywhere you went, they'd be like, oh, fuck, he's really in space. That's how big the budget is, baby.
The level of incompetency, it always baffles me.
Well, I don't think it's incompetency more than it is...
cognitive dissonance.
pure retardedness. well, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, if you don't have a question, like if someone goes, hey, these are the facts, all right? Mm-hmm. So tell your friends. And then you don't go, yeah, hey, quick question. Why is there a rat running around in space, like, while you're doing your moonwalk? And then people are like, this guy, right? Anyways, check this out. And it's like, hey, you didn't answer that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think it's more of just that people are afraid. Like, the majority of, I would say, normal people, they believe in space. They believe in the space shuttle. They believe in all that shit, right? So it's hard for them to accept the fact that whoever told them all this shit has been wrong, and that sometimes the government lies to you and they can't accept it. They won't. Right. These are probably the same people that will still wear masks in their car. They're the same people who will go, well, where's your degree from? Right. And that is like the most disturbing thing to me.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Because you'll see that, like, just for instance, dude, when you see a video of like a First Amendment auditor, right? And they're speaking to a police officer and the cop says, hey, they always do, they like to do this, right? Get your ID.
Yeah, sure. And, hey, bud.
Hey, ID. Yeah, and you're like, no. And they're like, no, when I make contact with you, have to give me your ID.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I don't. That's not the rules, dude.
Yeah.
And it's right. along the same set of lines, right? When you're mm-hmm. like, I think space might be fake. And they're like, no, it's not, dude. You're not even an engineer. You ever watch Neil deGrasse Tyson? And then you're like, okay, yeah, but dude, how do you know? Because this guy who said he's smarter than you told you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm, like, simp harder, daddy.
Well, it's like, dude, I'm a master mechanic. If I tell you that if you just diarrhea into your gas tank, it'll get you 10 miles per gallon more than pumping 92, it's a fucking falsehood, you know? But yeah. I'm the expert. Trust the yeah. expert.
Right.
So diarrhea into your tank, dude.
Exactly. And I'm so glad you brought up engineers, because tonight's episode we're going to talk about the eclipse, because there's a lot of strange things yeah, going on with it.
Space trip.
It's not alarming what's going to happen, right? It's
no,
an eclipse. No. The funny thing I do find about it is they say this has never happened before and it will never happen again. I'm like,
how do you know?
How the fuck do you know that?
How you know that?
Well, gravity and the equations, we know it's... I'm like, no, you don't. You
but
don't.
They polarize that, dude.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you what, like, me and my wife have three kids, right? We had Ezekiel that was born, and that's never going to happen again because he's unique. You know what I mean? So these
right.
unique things that happen within our lifetime or recorded history of events in this world, that's where the beginning is where they started writing. You know what I mean? So it's mm-hmm. like, dude, we don't know how many times this shit has happened. We
yeah.
don't know how many you
right.
guys have cycled through. How many fucking mud floods have we had in between these events? You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Right. Well, I was watching this video, which part of what I was watching earlier will be part of my Flat Earth Friday episode. There's a guy that goes by the name of Flat Earth and Coffee. He has a YouTube channel. And he just makes like 45-minute videos of NASA bloopers of like green screens and wires and all these different silly things that happen, right? So there was one that he did that was really, really great, so I'm going to go over it. But I was listening to this video and watching this video, and in the chat, like it's a replay of the live chat,
mm-hmm.
and somebody brought up something called the tyranny of the rocket equation. Mm. And I was like, what is that? I don't know what that is. So I opened up ChatGPT and I asked him, let me read this to you. And I find this so funny, because when you read something like this, you go, oh, okay. So then they can't do it. But the coping mechanism is, yes, they can, because we have done it. It's like, well,
how do you know we have done it?
Okay. So here it is, right? Dude. Okay. Get ready. Okay. The tyranny of the rocket equation. Now, the tyranny of the rocket equation is actually a phrase used.
Okay.
Is a phrase often used in aerospace engineering and rocket science. It refers to the significant challenge posed by the physics of space travel, particularly in relation to the fuel required to propel a spacecraft. The rocket equation, also known as the Tsiolkovsky. Shit.
I'm gonna try.
Tsiolkovsky. I think it's Tsiolkovsky.
Yeah, that sounds
there we go.
About right. Yeah.
Tsiolkovsky rocket equation, after its Russian inventor, Konstantin Tsiolkovsky, governs the relationship between the velocity of a rocket, the effective exhaust velocity of the propellant expelled, and the mass of the rocket and its remaining fuel. It gives you the equation. And then it says, the tyranny part comes from the fact that to increase the velocity of a rocket, you have to carry more fuel. Okay, makes sense. These are internal combustion engines we have. Gotcha. You have to carry more fuel. But carrying more fuel adds more weight, which requires even more fuel to lift. This leads to a vicious cycle where adding more fuel for greater speed quickly becomes impractical due to the escalating weight of the fuel itself,
As a result, the rocket equation dictates that achieving higher velocities requires exponentially more fuel, making it difficult and costly to achieve high speeds and travel long distance in space.
Dude, that makes sense on land, right? Like the Bugatti Veyron at its maximum potential will run through an entire tank of gas in 13 seconds. Okay? Now, when you see a race car, you know, they don't have a gas tank the size of a normal passenger vehicle. It's always a fuel cell. And that fuel cell is not a 22-gallon tank, right? Like my pickup truck has a 35-gallon gas tank. 35-gallon mm-hmm. gas tank is not going to fucking be great for a sports car,
mm-hmm.
right?
It's heavy because it's heavy.
It's heavy. It's a lot of sloshing around. So that's why most sports cars, especially if you're like tuning them or, you know, building a muscle car, whatever, you put in a fuel cell. That fuel cell is likely around 10 to 15 gallons.
Mm-hmm.
Even back in the day, dude, when I was street racing, usually you would run on nothing less or nothing more than a half tank of gas because fuel to weight. And that is like the science, right? Fuel to weight. It's always yeah. fuel to weight. And so it doesn't matter what the power is, but if the fuel to weight is prime, then the bigger car, if it has the better fuel to weight ratio, mm-hmm. will outperform the smaller car, you know? So,
right.
Yeah.
That's why they take out seats and shit.
Exactly. So now you're loading all this extra shit in to a rocket that also needs protection from anywhere from hundreds of degrees to thousands of degrees of heat difference.
No, but remember, there's no atmosphere, so it's not actually that hot.
Oh, so it's just smooth sailing. So no resistance at any point in time, even though they tell you they need to protect themselves from at least heat friction, which is resistance. You know what I mean? So
you just don't get it.
I know, dude. I'm not an expert. You know, but yeah, that's, I never thought about that, dude. That's interesting. Yeah. Well, that kind of shits all over the argument.
And that's what they call it. It's not like a flat earther came up with that term of like the tyranny of the rocket equation. They're like, no, this is really fucking, we don't know how to figure this shit out.
Yeah.
If we needed to go further, we need more. And if we need more, that means we need more because it's heavier, which means we need more.
Yeah. Like, it's just you're forever building a rocket,
yeah,
like bigger.
you know what is, I've always found very interesting about space shuttles, the way that they used to propose. I don't think they use these anymore, right? They have all these more like high tech spaceships. Yeah. Do you remember like the white shuttle that looks like a kind of like an airplane.
Yeah, it's like flat, a chubby airplane.
And it had this orange, it was attached to this orange booster thing. And that had all the fuel in it, right?
Yeah, and then that had two smaller boosters.
Yeah, like boosters on the side, right? Yeah. So here's what's so funny to me is think about what we know about motion and energy, engines, thrust, the tyranny of the rocket equation. Right. So the shuttle, the white shuttle that all the astronauts were in is attached to that. And that booster takes off. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then it goes up like at an angle and then it breaks off.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. How come the booster, when it's done boosting, it breaks off and it falls down, but the thing right fucking next to it, just
keeps
going. It just kept going, into outer space,
all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, science, dude. I don't know.
Totally.
Well, it just, you know, they tell you like, well, we need to figure out a way to, maybe we can like throw some sails up in space. And we can use those to travel because they're telling you the tyranny of the rocket equation is a real thing. So, well, how do we sustain a steady level of fuel? Well, let's a nuclear reactor, cold fusion.
Mm-hmm.
So they're actively trying to figure out how to put those things into things that they want to travel into space with, because they know that you can't just make a rocket with a big ass gas tank and assume that you're going to fucking make it out, you know, because if it's got a big gas tank, you need more power. And then, and so it's got to have a bigger engine. So now you're going to need more fuel because it's got a bigger engine, you know? So yeah, it's retarded, dude. That's why they're trying to find a way to have onboard power, you know, something that will create its own sustained energy, much like a nuclear submarine or, you know, a nuclear aircraft carrier.
Here, I'll give you another one and then we'll get into the eclipse. Are you familiar with the term Axis of Evil?
Yeah.
Okay, we're not talking about World
Saddam
War II,
Hussein
though.
Or
yeah, I'm sorry, I'm World War II. Saddam Hussein and those guys, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, this is in science. Again, this is their term. The term Axis of Evil in science refers to an unexpected alignment of fluctuations in the cosmic microwave background, also known as CMB radiation, which is the afterglow of the Big Bang.
Okay.
These anomalies were noted in the early 2000s by cosmologists and analyzing data from the Wilkinson Microwave Anisotropic Probe, or WMAP. The name Axis of Evil was coined by Kate Land and Joha Mizung in 2005, referencing the political term Axis of Evil used by George Bush to describe certain countries. The anomalies in the CMB, particularly the alignment of the fluctuations with Earth's ecliptic plane, raise questions about the standard cosmological model's assumptions of isotropy, uniformity in all direction, and randomness in the universe. While some scientists speculated that these anomalies might be indications of new physics or flaws in our understanding of cosmology, subsequent studies have suggested that they could be statistical artifacts due to foreground contamination. The significance and interpretation of the axis of evil remains topics of debate in cosmology. So let me break that down because I've studied this quite a bit. So I know what this is talking about. And I might have sounded confusing. Okay. Isotropic or uniformity in all directions means that when we look out into the cosmos, everything is uniform and flat as it goes out, which does not work with what they say is happening.
Mm-hmm.
It should be wavy, bumpy, chaotic
right.
because the universe is expanding. And that also gives a center point.
Mm-hmm.
And the center point is us. Like the center point is Earth. Everything everything is appearing to come out flat, which it shouldn't be doing, from Earth, which would also be a point against a big bang, against the Big Bang, right? Because the centralized location should have been wherever they say that the Big Bang was, which it couldn't be Earth, because Earth is supposed to be like this clump of dust that like decided to hold hands as it was flying through.
It got hot, then it got cold, and then something climbed out of the ooze, and then it grew a wiener and became a caveman.
Well, that's okay. Real quick, man. That's one thing that I would have to literally, like, I would love to debate an evolution on this. Like, I need you to explain to me logically how you conclude that, let's just go with Big Bang, right?
Mm-hmm.
Big Bang, billions, billions of years, whatever the fuck. And then the Earth decided to form, whatever. And it was really hot, and it was really cold, and it was hot and cold. And then dinosaurs, not dinosaurs. And then the ooze, right?
Yeah.
This mutant fish frog.
Primordial ooze.
Yeah, this primordial mutant fish frog. I'm going to cut in that South Park clip.
It is now my job to teach you the theory of evolution.
Oh, boy.
Now, I, for one, think that evolution is a bunch of bullcrap. But I've been told I have to teach it anyway. It was thought up by Charles Darwin, and it goes something like this. In the beginning, we were all fish, okay? Swimming around in the water. And then one day, a couple of fish had a retard baby. And the retard baby was different, so it got to live. So retard fish goes on to make more retard babies. And then one day, a retard baby fish crawled out of the ocean with its mutant fish hands, and it had butt sex with a squirrel or something and made this retard frog squirrel. And then that had a retard baby, which was a monkey fish frog. And then this monkey fish frog had butt sex with that monkey, and that monkey had a mutant retard baby that screwed another monkey, and that made you. So there you go. You're the retarded offspring of five monkeys having butt sex with a fish squirrel. Congratulations.
Decided to climb out of the water, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotta go to work.
But then it started evolving.
Mm-hmm.
However that works. I don't know.
Develop taxes. Yeah.
One day I'm going to pay taxes to psychopath. Yeah.
I can't wait to pay taxes and walk on two legs.
Eat fucking red number four and blue number seven.
And ass.
Hey, we're approaching ass eating season. Summer's coming. But then in order to procreate,
mm-hmm.
another one had to also come out that I wanted that. Well, they did the same shit, but it mean like I also wanted to have to fuck.
Yeah.
Right.
And, thankfully it was like another, it was the same, but it was a female one.
Yeah. It was and I didn't know what that was.
Pure luck of the draw.
Luck of the draw. Yeah. So if you go through the chain of all that, right, mm-hmm. you eventually arrive at human beings.
Yeah. We're here.
And if you believe that we are just animalistic, purely evolutionary, accidental creatures, explain to me logically how over the course of billions of years or whatever,
mm-hmm.
our bodies decided, you know what? Procreation is a necessity of the expansion of our species.
Yeah.
But I want to put all of the nerves receptors to make it really, really enjoyable.
Yeah. And like other animals who we also say evolve in their different, circumstantial environments, we're going to make sure that they get sunburned all the time, that they get frostbite all the time, that they have to create some sort of leather to put on the bottom of their feet so they don't get fucking jacked up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make their skin super squishy and spongy, and we're going to make their eyes hella sensitive.
Yeah.
Perfect. Because the turtles develop shells, right? But humans, nah. You're going to lose all your hair, and you're going to get sunburned.
Yep. Naturally. But that's my biggest question is, purely from an evolutionary standpoint, purely primordial soup, accidental people, why does sex feel good?
Yeah.
Because I would have had to have been an evolutionary trait. If sex is just used for procreation, for the expansion of the species, which it always has been, why does it feel good?
Yeah.
Because to my understanding, in almost all the animal kingdom, it doesn't.
Unless you're a dolphin.
Oh, yeah. I heard dolphins.
Yeah. Dolphins get high on jellyfish and fuck. Dolphins sound tight as fuck, dude.
Yeah. Oh, man. I want to hang out with some dolphins, dude.
What up? Hey, any dolphins listening, dude, hit us up.
You know what I'm saying? Come on the show. Let us know.
Like that clip I sent you of Doc.
Three-minute
dolphins.
All right, they're gone.
God damn. God.
It's my hero. All right, let's get into the solar eclipse happening. If you're looking on screen right now, you will see the 2024 solar eclipse called the Ring of Fire that will be taking place.
Hold up, first of all. Okay, because it's on the 8th, right? Am I mistaken?
Depending on where you are.
Right.
Yeah.
So the Ring of Fire, first of all, like I get why they might call it the Ring of Fire, because you're going to see a little ring around, you know, but that seems so fucking ominous.
It is.
And so go ahead. I'll let you go with the intro before.
Just some background, right? So depending on where you are, you might not even get a view of it.
Yeah, we ain't gonna see that shit here.
Yeah, if where you're at, Boya, where Boya is at, you might not see it. You might see a little bit, because I do remember the one in 2017.
It depends on if they're chemming that day.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I was actually up, I was in a job at San Diego State during the 2017 one. I was on the roof and we were kind of up there. Like, it's so weird. Like, the only way we could see it is if one, you were wearing a welding mask.
Yeah.
Because it was just so far away from us.
Yeah.
Because if you look at the map, how it transversed like through Washington and then came down through like central of the United States.
Yeah.
You couldn't really see it, so you'd have to either do it that way, or you could take like a piece of cardboard and cut a hole in it, and then you show it on the ground, and you'll see like two circular objects like kind of overlapping each other.
Yeah,
and we're like, whoa! And all right, back to work, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
So I kind of do remember it, but so it's depending on where you are. It's supposed to start on the 8th. For me, it'll start on the 9th. This is a solar eclipse in the United States will stretch from the southwestern to the northeastern parts of the country. While there are towns named Nineveh, which we'll get over that, it's going to pass through quite a few of those. What's a little bit alarming about it is how serious the controllers are taking it, right?
Dude.
It's
pretty crazy. Like, if I was a normal person, I'd be like, oh, fuck, you know?
Yeah. Well, now where I am, it's only gonna it's gonna start about 1 o'clock, and it'll last for about 3 hours. And the approximate time of total maximum eclipse
would be
at like 2:30 my time, and it only lasts for about 3 minutes.
Right.
I just want to clear up a few things real quick. One, it's perfectly safe to look at an eclipse. Anybody tells you that it's not safe to look at an eclipse? They're lying to you. This is just like more of these like made up like fairy tale space stuff.
If you now, just ate, don't swim.
Yeah, right. Now, I'll say though, what I will say is like, if you're not used to sun gazing, yeah, like it'll hurt your eyes, like because looking at the sun, it's very bright.
Yeah,
but
don't do that.
When something goes in front of the sun to block it, it's not worse. It's like, you know, you can look at the sun, they're like, oh man, it's bright, and then a cloud goes, and you're like, oh fuck, okay, cool.
Yeah, what up?
Now, if the moon, like they say, is a completely terra firma object, right, that's physically blocking the sun, you can look at it. Because if a cloud, which is fucking see-through, really dims it, we're okay.
Yeah, be all right.
Secondly, before I became an electrician, I was in the telecommunication world for about 2 years. I was part of the voice data internet aspect of that industry. I was a certified fiber optics technician through the state of California. I don't hold that certificate anymore, but I worked on the systems. I understand it. Nothing the sun would ever do, because we don't know what it is, will ever affect communication. Ever.
Yeah, but it's a damn good excuse, though.
Oh, yeah, that's all they have to do.
Because you don't, like, you know, you can have a scientist go, well, you don't know. A solar flare can knock out everything, right?
Nope.
So this is like kind of where they're getting to is, like, there's people saying you need to have 2 weeks of food and water saved up.
Should have that anyways.
Yeah, of course. Make sure you have batteries. Make sure you have fuel. Make sure you have, like, they're going through, like there's a full, it sounds like we're shutting the grid down, essentially.
It's exactly what it sounds like. Because, listen, all worldwide communication is all hardwired. All of it. Now, short distance, there are towers that we use for short distance wireless signals. But, like, do you know how the United States communicates with Europe? It's fucking underwater fiber optics cables.
Yeah.
Okay. Everything is hardwired. So the sun has zero effect on that whatsoever. So if the communication goes down, it's because they fucking turned it off.
Yeah.
It's very simple.
Yeah. Right. No joke. It's a giant cable that runs under the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real fucking thing. And so it's not like someone could physically go and cut the wire. And I'm going to say maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, I saw an article discussing just that, like how easy it would be for someone to cut off the world's internet. right?
That's not good advice.
Well, no, but it's also in correlation when we're seeing all of these fucking stories about this eclipse and how you need to stay safe and, you know, be vigilant and look out and then blah, blah, blah. And it's like, dude, what? Hold up. Hold up a minute. We've had plenty of fucking eclipses.
Mm-hmm. Plenty of them.
Never do I remember anybody ever saying, like, it's going to get real. Fucking stay strapped. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We'll get to that in a little bit, but I wanted to bring up some very odd things that are taking place. This is Israel's 365 news, so don't pay attention to that. I just found an article that had listed all the towns that are named Nineveh that it's passing through. This is where some of that biblical prophecy comes through. Mm. The path of the upcoming solar eclipse will cross over 7 U.S. locations named Nineveh. It's Nineveh, Texas, Nineveh, Missouri, Nineveh, Indiana, Nineveh, Ohio, Nineveh, Pennsylvania, Nineveh, Virginia, Nineveh, New York. The eclipse will also cross over a location named Nineveh in the province of Nova Scotia in Canada. So part of the prophecy talks about how there will be a sign in the sky that will pass over Nineveh. Now, in 2017, that eclipse was also known as the Seven Salem Eclipse because the path eclipse crossed over the 7 U.S. locations named Salem. Salem, Oregon, Salem, Idaho, Salem, Wyoming, Salem, Nebraska, Salem, Missouri, Salem, Kentucky, Salem, South Carolina. Which is why I also don't believe this is the first and last time this will ever happen.
Right. Right? It just moves over.
Yeah, but it's what I mean by that is, like, okay, boy, if you were to in the market to buy a home right now, mm-hmm. and you were to say, "Hey, man, I'm looking at buying a home," like, "Oh, awesome, bro, where are you looking at?" Nineveh, Texas. I'd go, I probably wouldn't live there.
Never heard of it.
Just because it's named Nineveh.
Yeah.
Right. Like, not to say that there's anything it's just a name, right? Yeah. But I wouldn't, like, that's like, hey, where are you looking at living? Sodom and Gomorrah, Ohio. Like, I wouldn't live there either. You know?
Hold on, what's the median home price?
Yeah.
In Sodom and Gomorrah, Ohio.
Yeah, it's like, if you're looking at buying a home, maybe don't live there. Yeah. You know?
That's a good call.
But I think there is a particular reason why the powers that be plot out where they call these places. Mm. Because they know of these events that are going to unfold, and they yeah. use them to their advantage, right?
Yeah. Well, we know that the stars operate in a cycle, a tight mm-hmm. cycle. It's not very like tight. It's like, oh, it fucking took a day off. You know what I mean? So they can look at the cycle and tell you where the next one is going to cross.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. It's like why they build all these monuments and monoliths and all this bullshit yeah. on ley lines.
Yeah.
Instead, like, there's a reason they do this.
Yeah. There's right? a reason that star maps exist. Mm-hmm. Star bases exist.
Yeah.
Ley lines are there. All of that shit is for a reason.
That's right.
When you look at the way London, D.C., and the Vatican are built, they're very specific to the ley lines that they're on.
That's right. Yeah. So now this is as we get towards the end of the show here, this is what has me alarmed. Not only has the DHS been preparing for this particular eclipse for 2 yeah. years, but they're like putting out warnings of make sure you have food, make sure you have water, gas, batteries, like you were saying. When I was asking ChatGPT earlier about it, and they're like, oh, it's because like of crowd control. I'm like, how many people you stop? Like, oh, let's get in the big crowd. We're all going yeah. downtown in this big crowd to watch the eclipse.
Yeah, they don't say that this shit is not, for New Year's Eve.
Yeah, this is not 600 BC.
Yeah.
Right? We're like, our slave masters are giving us like a 5-minute break to watch the sun god so this mm-hmm. our friend Peter can be beheaded and yeah. thrown off the bottom or the top of the, you know, pyramid.
Yeah, maybe we'll get some rain.
Yeah, maybe we're hoping. Big hopes here.
Yeah.
You know, Peter had it coming. Peter yeah. had it coming. So it just doesn't make sense. But this is the alarming aspect to it, right? I found this article earlier, and I was like, yo, not cool. Simply because there was just a lot of them.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pull up on screen here so we can all see it. Bam. Okay, so I'm going to read this article. This is from MSNBC, or MSN.com, rather. Solar eclipse school closures announced in these states. Bro, they're closing schools. Not like going home early, like shutting them down. Okay, so there's several counties in Texas have already issued disaster declaration in advance.
What? Disaster declarations.
Right. With Texans warned to stock up on food and gas as visitors head into the... What are you fucking talking about?
Yeah, how many people are flocking to Texas for the eclipse specifically?
Yeah, right. So check this out. Look at Indiana. Okay, I'm just going to go through and read these. Beerbuf High School, Brownsburg Community Schools, Carner Ritter High Schools, Carmel Clay, Center Grove, Danielville, Eastern Hancock, Guerin Catholic Schools, Hamilton Heights, Hamilton Southeastern, Heritage Christian, Indianapolis Public Schools, Lawrence Township, Lebanon County, Lebanon Community, Mill Creek Community, Munis Community, Noblesville Schools, Park Tudor Schools, Pike Township, Plansfield Community Schools, Ron Kelly High School, Southern Hancock, Speedway, Wayne Township, Zionsville. Shouldn't live there either. Zionsville Community School. In addition, Mount Vernon Community Schools will be running a 2-hour early release for students. This is nuts, dude. Look at that. Look at all these schools.
That's insane. That's in Ohio.
Ohio. Look at this, bro.
Damn, dude. See, and it's weird because those are all in the path of the eclipse, right?
Right. Yeah.
Because we haven't, like, out here, we haven't heard shit. Like, they keep telling you about it. You know what I mean? But, like, we're not really going to be able to see any of it. So, my question is, because clearly it seems like there's nefarious intentions. My question is, do you think that whatever's going to happen is only going to happen in the path of the eclipse?
That's my screen was freaking out there. That's hard to say, man, because what's so special about that path?
Yeah.
Other than it's
so like many that share the name.
Well, okay, so you share the name of Nineveh, so you're tiptoeing with biblical prophecy.
Do we have natural gas lines that run in that area? Do we have, you know what
maybe
I mean?
Like a high speed rail they're wanting to put in.
You never know, dude. Call down that fucking, you know, use your stratagem and call down that giant beam from heaven to just wipe everything out in your way. Yeah.
Right?
Full on Helldiver style, dude.
It could be, you know, here comes Speed Racer. But it's Blue Beam. It's not Speed Racer.
Yeah.
He's a demon on wheels.
Possibly. But that, because like I said, like, you know, people on the far west coast or the northwestern corners of America and, you know, the southeastern corners of America, that we're not going to see it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So if there were like a nationwide fucking red dawn situation over the eclipse that only the states and essentially the center of the country could see, like, what would be the shock and awe for everyone else? You know what I mean?
Well, I've heard about potential biological agents being released, and that would be in the center of the United States, dispersed. And it goes out from there, because it wouldn't make sense to do it on the coast and go in, because you wouldn't make it that far.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, like, the event itself, not that alarming.
Right.
What they're telling you to be prepared for, kind of alarming.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember. Maybe we could look at, like, the Wayback Machine and see. The internet wasn't huge in 1999. But I wonder if there was articles of schools closing for Y2K.
We could check, and I can guarantee there's some archive, even if it was not something that was predominantly on the web, there's going to be physical articles that were archived online that we should be able to see.
Let's see if I can just pull something up here real quick. Articles concerning school closures prior to Y2K. Let's see. Nope. Nothing. Nothing specifically for that.
Okay. Interesting, though. All those school closures, dude. That's a lot. It seems like overkill. You know what I mean? And like are there, I'd like to know what parents are thinking about it, right? Because most definitely those parents that are working still have to work. You know, are they shutting down jobs? Are people not going to work for it? You know?
Right. And maybe this is a good time for us to play a short little ad for an affiliate that we have, MyPatriotSupply.com. Hey, hooligans, Big Country here from the Whiskey, Beer, and Conspiracy Podcast, reminding you to check out our affiliate with My Patriot Supply. That's right, the number one place to shop for disaster preparedness today. Go to our website, wbconspiracies.com, click on the affiliates link, and get our special link promo code that will save you some money while you stay prepared for whatever disasters the lizard people have coming your way. So head on over to wbconspiracies.com or click the link in the episode description and check out My Patriot Supply, the trusted source of self-reliance. So yeah, I mean, I don't know. What do you think, bro? What are you thinking? What are you feeling? What's the hooligan? What's tingling in your gicker?
Man, I don't know. Only because I feel like we've had so many like, oh, here we go moments, right? And then nothing happens.
Yeah.
So I'm more inclined to be like, ain't shit gonna happen. But I feel like the one time that I'm like, everybody relax, that's when it happens.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's the conundrum I'm in. So honestly, I think if there was gonna be something that happens, it will be just in those states that are gonna be able to view the eclipse. And I don't know, man. I don't know what the call is, whether it's a biological attack, whether it's Russia bombed, you know, whatever it is they're going to make up. It's going to be daunting enough for people to be afraid enough to change, to let their guard down and the government swoops in. Hey, we're here to help you. Right. There are plenty of people that will be comfortable enough to allow that to happen.
You know, call me crazy, but like I would suggest, if the hooligans are asking, because actually I did get a message right before we recorded from somebody that was asking about what we thought about the eclipse coming up. I said, hey brother, that's the episode we're doing tonight. And then he also wanted to come on the show to do like a wrestling episode. Ooh. And talk. He's like, I was huge into the Attitude area, and I was like,
that was our
come time. But my, you know, because so people will ask us, and I think, listen, I don't think you should be worried. I do think you should be prepared, right? You always prepare for the worst,
you always
for the best.
Be prepared, yeah.
So if you do have, you know, like, okay, maybe you don't use our affiliate, but if you do, it's there. You get a discount on it. You get 2 months of food storage that lasts for 25 years, right? I have it like in my basement. It's right there. Yeah. I have lanterns. I have water. I have fire starters. I had sea starters. We have plenty of guns, ammunition, batteries. I'm probably going to pick up a generator.
You should.
Not just for this
dual
reason.
Dual fuel.
Yeah. I'm looking at a dual fuel one. Not just because of the eclipse and all this. It has nothing to do with the eclipse. Take the eclipse out of it. Right? Yeah. It has to do with whatever they're trying to facilitate. But I also, like, we're also coming into tornado season.
I was going to say, you guys live in a tornado area.
And so Storm Shadow's actual birthday we were on tornado watch. And I was up till like 1 o'clock in the morning just to make sure, you know.
You get your gun in case you need to shoot a tornado.
I'll shoot if a tornado can get past Dragon's Breath, you know, now we're in trouble.
I do love when there are like big storms, right? And like governors have to come on and be like, don't shoot at the hurricane. Anytime I hear that, I'm like, yeah, USA. Yeah. USA.
Why don't we just shoot it?
Yeah. Anybody shoot it?
Yeah. I kind of always wondered that, like when they have a big storm cell forming in like the Atlantic of a hurricane, like have they ever thought about like just going over there and like firing like a 1-ton payload missile and having it detonate in the center and just breaking it up and pushing it apart? Would that work? I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure they've tried it, but they also.
That's when the kaiju
radio waves at it and amplify it
and
right?
make it bigger. Yeah, make it bigger.
Well, that's why they've made like five new clouds. They literally go, hey, we got some new clouds to share, and it's because of the clouds that are formed after they start fucking chemming the sky. But most of them are like, you know, it'll be like the Latin word for man made. You know? And most of them start that way. And you're like, dude, that's not like it'll be like homo solstice. Right. And you're like, oh, yeah, that means man made. That means we did that.
Yeah.
The other ones don't say that. So why are we adding new clouds? It's because they're already fucking with them, dude. So
it's that's the definition of synthetic.
Yes.
Man made. It always cracks me up, dude, when you see those like hyperlinks underneath videos on Instagram or whatever that talk about like. Chemtrailing.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is partially false or whatever. And but it's got like a link to, and you click on it and it's like cloud seeding. And it talks about cloud seeding and you look at cloud seeding and then it has another link and you click on that one. It says like, weather modification and you click on that one. Then it goes to like another link and you click on that link and it's like spraying chafe in the sky to create molecules to combat the thinning ozone or whatever. And then it eventually to just circle back to like sea chemtrails.
Yeah.
Like it's just like, because most people would just eventually give up.
Like, yeah, well, right. They're like, well, chemtrails are actually, you know, someone talking about spreading chemicals while flying in a plane. You know, they spray them at high altitudes, blah, 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 blah. And you're like, okay, well, what's cloud seeding? Well, they spray these chemicals and from a plane at high altitudes. Oh, okay. Well, if it's just water vapor, it should just dissipate like a contrail.
Mm-hmm.
No, it doesn't. It forms these weird fucking digital looking wavy clouds. And then everybody gets a sinus infection. And then it rains 3 days later. Like we've been dealing with that nonstop here.
Yeah. Nonstop. And now I have pleurisy.
Dude, it was supposed to be fucking 70 to 74 today. Out of nowhere, these clouds blacker than the back of Forrest Whitaker's neck come rolling through. We got fucking thunderstorms. We got fucking hail. We got all kinds of wild shit. And then it just rolls away. And like on my neighborhoods app, like there'll be people from all over the county going, it's sunny here. Everyone says it's raining somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's snowing in the mountains. It's hailing in Santee. We have thunder in Hamul. Like, dude, what is fucking happening? And then the next day it's fine. And then you'll see them spraying again. And then it all happens all over again.
Yeah.
On Thursday, it hailed for 20 minutes, dude. 20 minutes straight.
Not normal.
No.
Not normal. But see, then
only in Santee.
But that also strengthens their argument for climate change. They're like, see, look at all the strange weather we're having.
Right.
We got to raise your taxes.
But then when you go, okay, well, you say there's climate change, but you also admit there's weather modification. So where do we stand? You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know, dude. But I think the strangest thing of all is all of those school closures. Like that makes me more worried.
That's very strange.
Yeah.
Very strange. Let's get to the end of the episode here. What I'll do, of course, all of our affiliates will be linked in the episode description. If you want to get some storable food, might not be a bad time. Just to be prepared. Yeah, it's like guns, bullets, food, water, weed.
Yes.
Okay.
Check, 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 check.
check, 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 check. So if you want to use those affiliates, they're I mean, that's why we partner with these companies, yeah, to give you something to have, you know, some peace, yeah, of mind, a little bit of peace of mind for your family. It's relatively inexpensive, and it lasts for 25 years. So if we're wrong 25 years later, you can tell me you told me so or whatever. Yeah,
shoot us a message.
Yeah, at our retirement home.
Yeah.
But yeah, so what I'll do is I'll link that article in the episode description if you want to see all of this list of schools. It's massive. It's massive, wow, massive, massive. So check that out. Boy, anything else we want to say before we wrap tonight's episode talking about the Ring of Fire solar eclipse?
Not necessarily. I think that eclipse thing, since it's so close, is probably the thing that we should at least keep a distant eye on.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I think people on either coast probably don't have much to worry about if whatever's going to happen is going to happen in the center of the country. But obviously, it's going to ripple out and affect everyone. So, like Big Country said, stay prepared. You know, even if you're not going to get, you know, the $300 portions of Patriot Supply, they have meals that you can just pick up individually. If you're not going to do that, go buy a bunch of rice, go buy a bunch of oatmeal, go buy a bunch of canned foods.
Yeah.
And stock up on water. Fill up fucking 4 or 5 5-gallon jugs, or buy, you know, out here, you know, we have Smart and Final, and they'll sell 6 of the 1-gallon waters in a 6-pack, right? So you get 1-gallon waters in a 6-pack, and it's like $5.
Yeah.
Just go buy fucking 4 of those 6-packs and keep them around, yeah, just in case.
Right. That's right. Yeah. Might not be a bad idea to throw any precious electronic devices you have in a Faraday cage.
Yeah. Well, they also sell Faraday bags, mm-hmm, for cell phones. Mm-hmm. We were actually going to buy a few to put in our go bags. But yeah, they virtually take you off the grid. It protects them from EMPs.
That's another thing I'm worried about.
There's some really nice, like 70s era Camaros around here that will fire right the fuck up.
Yeah.
So I'm excited because I can make it run.
Well, and I'll say this too. And if anyone's curious about, like, well, if the grid goes down and they, let's say they fire off an EMP and it fries all the electronics through X amount of miles.
Yeah.
Well, would it matter if I put my cell phone in a Faraday cage? Well, let me give you a piece of advice that they don't tell you. So they have messaging apps. Download one now.
Mm-hmm.
That is a Bluetooth messenger app.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, it only works at certain distances. So once you get too far away from whoever you're trying to message that has the same one, it won't work because it's shortwave radio.
Yeah. Okay.
The grid goes down. Your cell phone won't work because the towers don't work. Not because of the satellites, because there are none.
The repeaters are dead. It's a similar thing with like long range walkie talkies, right? Mm-hmm. They need a repeater.
Yeah, correct. That will work for communication.
Yeah.
So like
Ham radio.
Or ham radio, if you know how to operate a ham radio.
Yeah.
So if I'm telling you to put your cell phone in a Faraday bag for, you know, a couple days at night, whenever this had taken place, make sure you have the Bluetooth messaging app, because Bluetooth works through a radio wave. So
yeah,
there you go. The more you know, hooligans. Yeah. All right, that's it for this episode of Doom and Gloom. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, we know
you
night. Have a
lot. Sleep well. Sleep well. Hug your loved ones. Kiss your kids. And we pray to God we'll see you tomorrow. But we know you have a lot of options, so we appreciate you stopping by, hanging out with us. Make sure you tune in to WBC Taverns. Get you that $5 subscription. Unlocks all the shows, because we're about to record a tavern tape. And the only way you can listen to that is by paying $5. Hey, guys, hooligans, hooliganettes, lizard people, $5 a month.
That's it.
For 5 shows.
Yeah.
It's like $1 a show. It's a lot of work that we put into it. And
just give us a dollar. We're dancing.
Yeah. We're dancing on our own.
Yeah.
Okay. And quite frankly, I want you to support my habit of staying home all day and podcasting. Why should I work if you're willing to? That's, you know,
that's the American way.
You know, that's the way I do it.
You sound like a Democrat.
Yeah. Damn it. All right. That's it for this one. Signing off, Big Country.
Boy.
We'll see you next week. Take care.